You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rehab is a show coming to Basement Theatre in early November. Based on lived experience, this unscripted dark dramedy explores early recovery for an eclectic mix of addicts and alcoholics within a residential rehab. To hear about the show, I caught up with one of its cast members, Johnson Manukau. Here we are now. So tell me about Rehab, Johnson, this show that you're part of coming up at Basement Theatre very soon. What's it about?
It's about sort of the people in early recovery. That's people that struggle with addiction, drugs, alcohol, etc. And they are finding their way through the struggles of living without being in a life of sober, being sober.
And how does the work take form? What kind of theatre is it?
So it's pretty cool, actually. It's a devised and improv show, so it's not scripted. All the stuff you'll see is all of our hard work that we put in our rehearsals. That we train improv and devise, and so what you will see on each night is straight off the dome.
So it's entirely improvised, it's not scripted at all?
No.
And what's that been like workshopping that with the cast as you've prepared?
Well, we've got a lovely cast of senior rehab cast members that have been on prior seasons. So they have been guiding us through the difficulties of improv, which is a bloody challenge in itself, and they're able to be patient with us and then show us their little tricks, as well as put in that training session, grind us in those rehearsals and guide us at the same time.
Why do you want people to come and see the show? What's your hope that they'll take from it?
My biggest hope that people take away from this is that addiction affects us all. And if you are struggling with addiction or know someone who's struggling with addiction, this will help shed some light on what other people have been going through, and that you're not alone in this world where, you know, it's a shameful thing to say that you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, you're a so on. So this is just to shed light on that message, that it's okay to ask for help, that it's okay to go to AA meetings, that it's okay to, you know, work on yourself and improve upon these addictions that have been, you know, holding you down when you're trying to, you know, when you're dealing with it alone.
The publicity for the show speaks about it being based on lived experience. Is that something that's common among the entire cast?
Well, I'm gonna just speak for myself.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, for me, I have lived a life where a lot of my elders, because I'm the oldest grandson, so a lot of my elders are raging alcoholics or they're on meth. And sort of like having to navigate that sort of lifestyle, you know, I grew up with observing all the behavior of what drugs and alcohol does to people. And then growing up, having, being dealing with it, dealing with the situations that happen, and then my own struggles with the sort of, with alcohol and other addictions. Yes, for me, I've definitely lived through those experiences and been around it as well.
Mm. And how did acting come into your life, Johnson, in that space?
Well, funny enough, I did a play called Macbeth, and I played Macduff. And the rush of that, I was maybe year 10. I can't remember what age that is, but I just remember it was year 10, and I loved the rush of being on stage. Because prior to that, and actually throughout my school life, I had been a quiet kids, myself, kid. So I didn't continue acting in school, but I always held on to that moment up until I realized in a particular incident that happened when I was working security that I cared about what other people thought, and it held me down to the point where I never pursued a passion that I really enjoyed. And so I made myself, I grew myself as a person, and 2 years ago I moved to Auckland to pursue that.
And what's that journey been like since then, since you made that choice?
Oh, it's been amazing. I've loved every single bloody moment, because man, without it, I think I would not be here, because having something like acting to express my emotions, to express my trauma, so to speak, out into my body, out into art forms that people can see, people can enjoy, it gives me more than a rush. It gives me like a sense of purpose, because in my family, no one has the drive to pursue their passions or other means outside of the circle of just living in a small town, work at the job that everyone else is working at. There's no more drive, which I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. It's just there's nothing more than that they want for themselves, but the small box they put them in. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just for me, I needed something more to have a bigger purpose. Because like I said, I'm the oldest grandson, so that means I've got plenty of younger family members that I want to show them that we can pursue our passions, we can break the circle, we don't have to worry about what our elders want us to do. Like, even though they may care for us, but we can do what we want to do as long as it's for the right reasons instead of the wrong.
And will you invite your younger cousins and younger whānau to see rehab, or is it a bit old for them?
I would love to. Unfortunately, I always open invite my family to my stuff, but you know, unfortunately, I am someone who doesn't really get that support from, maybe when they get older, you know. I will always keep that sort of door open for them to come see, but that will be something for when they get older, so they can, you know, drive themselves. They are, too young to drive themselves.
Who you do obviously have support from is the cast and crew of Rehab. What has this show in particular, in light of the acting that you've done over the past few years, what is your particular reflection of this show and your contributions to it?
My reflection on the show, there's nothing wrong with always improving yourself mentally and physically. And my contribution to the show is I'm always open to say what's on my mind, like how I'm feeling, and letting people know that the experiences that I've lived or that anyone's lived is not a crutch. If anything, I use it to my advantage to push me forward. That's my contribution to the show.
So where can people go to see Rehab if they'd like to come and watch?
Rehab is playing at the Basement Theatre from the 7th of November to the 11th of November. And if you come on the 7th, I'll be opening our show alongside Elliot and the director, Elizabeth Crawford, because each show has three focus characters, and we get to start off the show run on the 7th of November.
That was Johnson Monaco speaking with me about Rehab, opening at Basement Theatre, as he said, on November the 7th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.